So I'm curious, what does returning to the home of your soul mean to you? What does home mean? Just a few people share with us, and I will repeat back here. Chalice. Letting your hair down.
Feeling of safety.
Feeling of safety. Yeah.
Family.
Family. Friends. What was comfort? Acceptance. Nature. Love, kitty cat, authenticity, puppies, too. So, most of us have a feeling, a longing to feel known, to feel loved and seen for who we are, to belong somewhere, to feel at home just as we are, don't we? Anyone? Is that all? Just two of you? For me, the question of home is something I return to again and again because I was raised in multiple countries and I don't have a strong sense of belonging anywhere. And there's always been a part of me that has struggled to feel rooted in one place. And after losing both my childhood home and my most recent family home to divorce, I've had to ask myself several times in my life, where is home now?
Right here.
Right here, exactly. So, what does home actually mean when there's no physical space that represents it? Now, I'm aware that some of you carry a deep sense of home here in the Conejo Valley and California, even. And others have moved a lot and have family and friends all over. Santa Barbara, where I've lived for 24 years now, is the closest thing I know to a hometown. And for some, the homes of our childhood were places of warmth and safety, and for others, they weren't. So I'm learning that home isn't just an address. It's not the walls or the town that shelter us. Home, like Andy said right now, is about a sense of belonging, belonging both within ourselves, but most importantly, belonging within a circle of people who love us. It's about being known and seen for who we are. It's about a sense of ease where we can let down our guard and our hair and be accepted as we are. And this sense of being a loving and accepting home is what we endeavor to build together in this building and this spiritual community. In fact, the first time that I felt deeply at home was when I discovered this faith, when I found people who think, who question, who explore the mystery of life, who love justice and inclusion, who are kind, loving, and courageous. Here among this Unitarian Universalist community and others before, I found a reliable home for my searching, wandering spirit. And in his poem, A New Home, that Scarlett and I just read, John O'Donohue reminds us that home is a place to shelter our life, a sanctuary for our spirit, where we can let down our guard and find peace. It's a place of understanding and acceptance, a place where other people parent your children. It's a community, a place of understanding, a place where masks and burdens can be set aside, a place for creativity, courage, and healing, filled with abundant gifts and blessings with people of all generations. And that is what we are celebrating today. Home, our spiritual home, is a place where we can be seen, where we can be loved and renewed. A place we can bring our whole selves and be embraced. Here you can arrive with your sorrows and your fear and be held. Here you can come with your joys and find them multiplied. Here you can come with your struggles and your mistakes and ask for forgiveness. Home isn't about fitting in and contorting ourselves to be a certain way. It's about showing up as you are with your uniqueness and choosing to belong. Choosing to belong. Here we see and mirror the divine spark in you, even if you've forgotten it in yourself. Here, my friends, you can exhale. You can rest your weary heart from a world filled with troubles. And you can be nourished in body and spirit. Our mission statement up there says we nurture spiritually courageous people. And that is what spiritual community is for. A place where we are nurtured so that we might live with greater strength, compassion, and hope in the wider world. And in a moment, we are going to nurture one another in our water ceremony. Our Unitarian Universalist tradition teaches us that faith is not about shared beliefs, but rather about shared dignity and worth, and values and covenants that bind us together. And when we share our gifts with one another, when we gather at the wellspring of love and community, we're reminded that we are never alone. We find we belong to something greater than just ourselves. And yet, for some of us, among us, nowhere feels like home. So sometimes we have to be intentional about creating and choosing home. Choosing to belong. Choosing to come home to yourself and those around you. So today you are invited to belong more deeply to this community at our picnic. And next week you'll have a chance to do that at the You Belong Fair right after service to see where you might get connected. So I invite you, my friends, to make coming home an active intention if you don't already feel it. Don't just wait for some magical feeling to arrive. Find all the ways you might choose to belong by giving of your presence and connecting with others. So now, dear ones, I welcome you home. Welcome home to this beloved place of belonging, this well of inspiration, this community of love and possibility that can sustain us all year long, no matter what's going on outside these walls. I invite you to drink deeply from the waters of this community. Renew yourself with fellowship at our picnic, and know you too can belong somewhere in this world if you choose to. May it be so. And now Merlin is going to make us all feel like we belong through his beautiful music.